AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. This is day four of the truck blockade of a key bridge connecting Detroit to Windsor, Ontario. We're hearing from frustrated automakers waiting for car parts. Here's the AP's Rita Foley.
The Freedom Truck Convoy, as it's called, is a protest of Canada's COVID restrictions. It's blocking the routine flow of traffic at the busiest U.S.-Canada border crossing, the Ambassador Bridge between Detroit and Windsor, Ontario. Ford, Toyota, and GM have shut down plants or otherwise limited production because they can't get the parts they say they need. Ford says this hurts customers, auto workers, suppliers, communities, and companies on both sides of the border. Windsor, Canada's mayor says they haven't removed the protesters because they don't want to inflame things, but he said they won't let the protest go on indefinitely. I'm Rita Foley.
Inflation soared over the past year at its highest rate in four decades. The AP's Ben Thomas reports it reinforces the Federal Reserve's decision to begin raising borrowing rates.
Over the past year, shortages of supplies and workers, heavy doses of federal aid, ultra-low interest rates, and robust consumer spending have all contributed to the rise in inflation, and there are few signs it will slow significantly anytime soon. Wages are rising at the fastest pace in at least 20 years, and supply chain issues were compounded in January when many workers at key ports like Los Angeles and Long Beach were out sick.
President Biden is trying to jumpstart progress on his stalled domestic agenda by refocusing attention on one of his most popular proposals, limiting the cost of prescription drugs. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the Ukraine crisis has grown into the most dangerous moment for Europe in decades, while his top diplomat held icy talks with her Moscow counterpart, who said the Kremlin won't accept lectures from the West. Meantime, Russian forces held sweeping maneuvers north of Ukraine in Belarus. This is AP News. Britain's Prince Charles tested positive for the coronavirus and is self-isolating.
A message on the prince's official Twitter page said Charles tested positive on Thursday morning and was deeply disappointed not to be able to attend a scheduled visit in Winchester, England. Charles, who is 73, had met dozens of people during a large reception at London's British Museum on Wednesday evening. He was accompanied by his wife Camilla and was in close contact with Britain's Treasury Secretary Rishi Sunak, among others. It's not immediately clear what his condition is or whether Charles had recently met with his mother, the Queen. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Nearly 60,000 bees have been stolen from a grocery store company's field in Pennsylvania. In a statement, the giant company's community impact manager said the bees were an essential part of the local food chain that is suffering a declining bee population. Police in Pennsylvania are investigating. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.